W Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Chad Robinson. Topping our report this hour, if Jersey voters pass ballot question one on adult recreational use of marijuana, are businesses waiting in the wings? Enabling legislation will be the first thing needed, says New Jersey Cannabis Business President Scott Rutter.
Talking to the bill sponsors, talking to the governor's office, there is a desire to get that done as quickly as possible post-election day so that we would have something on the books by January 1st.
He says most other states with legal recreational sales did a kickstart of sorts through existing medical marijuana dispensaries, of which New Jersey has about a dozen. For the second time in a month, the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office is dispelling a Facebook post about the disappearance of Dulce Alves. The false post claims the girl has been found dead. Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray says information like this is a distraction to the investigation. According to a just-released report, Jersey ranks fourth out of seven Northeast states when it comes to having a vibrant innovation economy. Nicole Sandelier of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says the Garden State lags the region in two important areas.
The net migration of first-time college students and also the business tax climate.
The report recommends modifying Jersey's research and development tax credit structure and increasing annual funding for the State Commission of Science, Innovation, and Technology. The Director of National Intelligence is warning the public that Iran and Russia are trying to influence the 2020 election. John Ratcliffe says Iran sent spoofed emails designed to intimidate voters. He said both countries have obtained voter registration information. Meanwhile, more than 42 million people are making their voice heard. That's how many ballots have already been cast, with 13 days left till Election Day. The U.S. Elections Project shows most were by mail, with the rest at early voting sites. The number accounts for 30% of all votes from the 2016 election. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Any more rain rolling in this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey
101.5 News Time, 10:03. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
In Atlantic City, westbound AC Expressway, pretty slow between exit 1 and 2. It's road work. You're down to a lane there. And in Ship Bottom, Ocean County, you've got construction on 72 eastbound between Barnegat Avenue and Long Beach Boulevard. Utility work there with lane closures. Route 1 south on the Morris Goodkind Bridge, you've got two left lanes closed with road work, and Route 27 is still closed both directions near New Dover Road and Woodbridge, all because of down wire. Southbound truck lanes of the turnpike closed with construction. And watch out for road work on Tunnelly Avenue in Jersey City, both ways into Manhattan Avenue. It is a very slow ride across the Hudson leaving New Jersey. We're still in pretty good shape for now. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:04.
New Jersey 101.5 is throwing a house party this Friday night at 7.
Let's go.
Join us for Jersey's biggest house party.
Hi, it's Big Joe Henry, and I'll be playing your favorite party songs by request all night long. Call me at 1-800-283-1015 or hit me up on our station app.
Yay, hey.
Kick off your weekend with Big Joe Henry's house party starting at 7 this Friday night on New Jersey 101.5.
I'm thinking about Dorothy.
101.5 News Time, 10:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
There will be a lot of cloud cover tonight, but it is going to be dry with an overnight low eventually dropping to the mid-50s to close to 60. Some fog may form during the overnight hours. With a few breaks in the clouds during the afternoon Thursday, high should hit the low to mid-70s, and then a cloudy sky Thursday night with lows dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Temperatures run above average on Friday and Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy each day as highs hit the upper 60s to low 70s, and then transition to cooler weather Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy at times with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr.
Atlantic City, 66, Westwood, 63, Lawrenceville, 63. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.